I'd like to start my lesson by reading Psalms 147:9. I'll give you a minute to turn to that, if you have your Bibles. He gives to the beast their food, and to the young ravens that cried. Well, most people don't think about birds that much, except for scaring them away from our gardens and cleaning off their little presents from our cars. Well, but this passage shows us that God cares for the birds when they don't do anything to deserve it. That's also how He cares for us when we've done nothing to deserve it and everything to not deserve it. He cares for our needs because He loves us. If you have a Bible you can use, please turn to 1 Kings 17:4. You shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. In this passage, God has sent Elijah to the brook of Cherith because King Ahab and his wife, Queen Jezebel, have killed all but about 150 of the prophets. Elijah just so happened to be one of them. Elijah then predicted a terrible drought to happen. It was going to last for years, and no rain, dew, or even humidity would come until Elijah said so. So God sent him to this little brook where the last water was, and the birds would feed him. This passage is an example of God's love of how God loves us and provides for us. Please now turn to Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In this passage, Jesus is finishing a part in the Sermon on the Mount. He is talking about how we shouldn't worry about what we wear, or what we eat, or what we do tomorrow, because the Lord will provide what we need, and more if we trust Him. He ends it out by saying that we should be worried about keeping a strong relationship with the Lord instead, and everything else will be provided by the Lord. Please turn now to Luke 12:24. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? In this passage, Jesus is using birds as His example. They don't work for their food at all, yet God provides for them what they need. He finishes this by asking a rhetorical question, of how much more value are you than the birds? The answer is of immeasurably more value, according to Ephesians 2:10. We are God's favorite creation because we're created in His image, Genesis 1:26 and 27. He loves all of us no matter what and wants to bless us, and all we have to do is let Him. God wants all of us to do His will without worrying about anything else. God will take care of us. The Lord will provide.